And now, the Gospel Reflection with Father Mark Di Battista.
Every Gospel of the first Sunday of Advent, the Church always gives us an apocalyptic Gospel. Jesus is telling us to stay awake, to be watchful, to be vigilant. But you might say, hang on a minute, that's apocalyptic. Aren't we preparing for the coming of Jesus, the baby at Bethlehem that wasn't recognized by anybody except the good shepherds and the wise men? So why does the Church do this? Because she wants to have a continuity between what we celebrated last Sunday, the Feast of Christ the King, where the Church very explicitly turns her mind and heart to Christ's second coming in glory, an event that has not yet happened, and so allows a continuity with that. But there's also another reason. The reason is to always be watchful, and there's nothing like an apocalyptic message to make people alarmed and to make them stand on edge so that they will be ready. Why does our Lord tell us these things? Is it because He wants us to be filled with fear, to be anxious, to be worried in some way? No, but because He wants us to be watchful, because He knows how easy it is for the human heart to fall asleep, and that if we are not careful, we will gradually fall asleep, little by little. You know, in the times and previous ages in the history of the Church, like now, there are people who think we are in apocalyptic times. And I say this to you because if you do think we are in apocalyptic times, then you're not on your own. Pope St. Gregory the Great, who was Pope from 590 to 604, thought he was living in the last days. He thought it was the end times. By that stage, you might recall from history that Rome had already fallen, that in fact there had been several barbarian invasions. And when the Lombards were coming in 593 AD, he was thinking, we are in apocalyptic times. And in fact, there's nothing missing except the signs and the sun and the moon and the stars and the clamor of the waves. So Jesus is really telling us when that time comes, things will be really shaken, and even the disturbance will be shown and reflected in the shaking of the elements. So he tells us this, to be watchful. But as I said a moment ago, it's always about being ready. So what does it mean to be ready? It means to be always in a stance of prayer. It means to always have a supernatural outlook. It means to not get carried away by the goings-on of the culture around us, to seek to want to belong and fit in with the worldly way of thinking to the point that we are beginning to compromise, even in small amounts, on what's going on in the gospel. And if during this time of Advent we actually make a very clear point to stick to our faithfulness to prayer each day and to read a little bit of scripture each day and sincerely to put it into practice, believe me, you will have your heads raised high when that moment comes, if it is in our lifetime or not, for the Lord to come to us. Because ultimately, the call from the Lord that we're expecting is the call for us personally to leave this earth. And when that moment comes, we want to be ready.